Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
It's quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. March's biggest tournament is finally here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of the action. Bet $4 on an underdog and win $256 if they win. It's that simple. Pick one of many select college basketball underdogs for your shot at winning $256, and all it takes is a $4 bet. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code KSN when you sign up to turn $4 into $256 if the underdog of your choosing pulls off the upset. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante along with Bob Flounders and Andy Shea. We're back to our series of 21 items for the 21 season. All right, who's going to remind me of what I didn't do yet?
We're chicken dinner.
All right. Thank you, Bob. You're a little late there, Andy. I usually expect you to be the first one to correct me. Our winner is Steve from Burnville. Steve, I think, earned it as much because he comes from Berks County.
Oh, I was just thinking, where's Burnville?
I know where Burnville is.
You do? Is that B-E-R-N-ville?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah.
Along Interstate 78, guys. As Ross pointed out, it's, I think, on the northern section of Berks County, he told us, a fellow Berksonian countyan. So he gets the win. Steve, I'll be getting in touch with you. All right, Bob, as I said earlier, we'll go back to your 21 items for the 21 season. And this one's kind of a fascinating one. Your headline is, turn the quote-unquote red shirts in year two. What do you mean?
Yeah, so everyone got a mulligan last year, so there wasn't, even though guys might not have played as first-year players, they're still essentially true freshmen, so there really isn't a redshirt. The guys that are redshirt freshmen on the depth chart are now actually third-year players. I'm not trying to confuse our audience, but I'm talking about the first-year scholarship players from last year's team that really we didn't see a lot of, that might have some talent. Get them ready for a bigger role. Because now they're going to have spring drills. They're going to have more of a more meaningful winter conditioning, all of that good stuff. I have two guys that come to mind for me, and the guy at the top of my list is one of the guys that was maybe one of the more coveted recruits in the 2020 class, and that's Enzo Jennings, the four-star safety from Michigan. I think he might have played in one game, and if he did play, he didn't play very long in other games. This was a pretty, you know, after you got past Curtis Jacobs and Theo Johnson, you know, a lot of people thought maybe Enzo Jennings was the most talented kid in this class. Add in the fact that Lamont Wade has moved on. And so there's clearly an opportunity for him to either become the top reserve safety or to push to start. He's got good size. A lot of schools wanted him. So he's a guy, I think, in his second year. You know, they have a new safeties coach, Anthony Poindexter, who played the position. So I'll be curious to see what the reports are from the coaching staff on a guy like Enzo Jennings coming out of spring. If you hear some praise from either James Franklin or Poindexter, I think it's a really good sign. One other guy just to look at, I think a lot of people forget about Jaden Dotton, D-O-T-T-I-N. Everyone focused on Keandre Lambert-Smith and Parker Washington as the wideouts in last year's class, and deservedly so. But I think Dotton, who I think is from Connecticut, has a chance to become a little bit of a playmaker and maybe crack the top five or six wideouts in Penn State's offense.
Yeah, Bob, I'm not ripping your – you're just dying for Penn State to develop a safety, as you should be. I mean, it's legit. It is absolutely 100% legit. Find one, recruit one, develop one, and then let's see one. And good gracious, it's been at least a half decade since we've saw, you know, one that was sort of, you know, went through the entire process, was a Penn State recruit, and developed at the safety position, not some guy who they brought over from the offense or made a position switch for or got him from a JUCO, et cetera, et cetera. So it is a legitimate point. I don't, and when you think about the redshirt guys and the way 2020 went down with the pandemic, it was like you're excited to see them because they get like all of that time, but it was also such a strange year that, you know, if they had to push more to get more of these guys on the field because their roster demanded it, then, you know, that might be pause for concern. I still think they have a robust roster in terms of what are known commodities. So these are good pick and choose guys. You know what I mean? That's what I think you get to find the ones that have actually excelled. The biggest need area for me, and I think, you know, I mean, I think Cole Brevard up front on the defensive line, do you think that's a guy to watch as well? Because just the defensive line is such a big question mark that that might be the one guy that they probably could use or quote unquote need to develop. It is a pretty lengthy list of guys that they have, but I think if you can get one to develop at a spot that you really, really have sort of a need at, then that's a win-win situation. That's a guy to keep an eye on in terms of these redshirts for me, just because it's such a big need for Penn State. But I love the safety one because I'm dying to watch the safety do exactly what you're talking about, Bob.
And to the point that you made, Bob, about the freshman, there could be three classes that are considered freshmen, right? Well, what you have is a situation where players, they could have redshirted in 19, not have 20 count, so they're redshirt freshmen this year. You have players that came in 20 that didn't count, so they're still true freshmen. And then you have the true freshmen who are coming in. So, you know, you have three classes, and to Dwight Galt's point he made last week when he met the media, over half the players on the roster haven't experienced a spring practice. And I did a printout of the Penn State roster based on class and eligibility. And out of the three pages, more than a page and a half are considered freshmen. So that means over half the players have that freshman listing. That's a long way of saying, Bob, that beyond those positions where talent meets opportunity, and we got a couple of those at safety, at defensive line, where else are there players that combine talent and opportunity among that group?
Boy, you know, I think there's a corner, I think his name is Joe Johnson. That's a fairly strong room. We didn't see a lot of him, last year. But I think, you know, the offensive line, I just don't know. I don't know if there's a couple of guys that played that didn't play last year that are really going to be looked at pretty hard this year. They return three starters on the offensive line. They return Juice Scruggs. You throw in Eric Wilson from Harvard as another guy. You know, Salim Wormley has been there for a little while. I don't know. I don't know that, you know, a second-year offensive lineman is a guy to look out for, especially since Dwight Galt and James Franklin are already mentioning, you know, Landon Tangwall and even Nate Bruce, who's now tipping the scales at 351 pounds from Harrisburg, as pure first-year freshmen that maybe might get a look, you know, this spring and in the August prep month as well. 351 pounds, that is a lot of offensive linemen. I'll be curious to see what he looks like maybe in August.
That is a big boy. All right, just so we could get to our second topic here, and let me throw it over to Andy on this one. This one is prep a third-year linebacker for a breakout, and Bob mentions Brandon Smith. What do you think, Andy? Is he going to be the next great linebacker at Penn State?
He's got so many tools. He looks like Tarzan. You can see at times he can play like Tarzan. I think he is the next. He could be the next great one. I think so. The reason we saw him so much away from the ball is, I think it was partly due to teams moved him away, and I also think he just wasn't quite ready to be that guy, that dominating player in the middle. Like, Micah was a dominating linebacker, right? And I'm not comparing the two. I'm just saying, I don't think Brandon was ready to step in and be that linebacker yet. But good gracious, there is every indication, and there is absolutely no reason that I can see that that is not the expectation for this year.
Bob, I remember even before Brandon Smith hit Penn State's campus, you went down and visited him, and I know you came away really impressed with him, and you've been on that bandwagon for a long time. Has he been, until now, a little less than what we expected, and do you see that breakthrough year coming this in the 21 season?
I do expect another move forward. A lot. He did, if you look at his overall numbers from the 2020 season, they jump out a little bit, but a lot of that production came late in the season. I think he had one or two games where he collected a lot of disruptive plays. Now, that could be maybe the light bulb went off in his second year, or maybe it was the level of competition. Athletically, he looks the part, and I do think he is going to be one of the better Big Ten linebackers in the Big Ten. I think he can push for all Big Ten honors. But in a lot of ways, I just wonder if it's unfortunate that, you know, having seen Micah Parsons as a true freshman and what him becoming a first-team All-American in his second year, if maybe, and I'm talking about myself, I'm a little bit spoiled, you know, watching that. That's not really normal, what Micah was able to do in his first 2 years. And he wasn't even a linebacker before he got to Penn State. So I think it might be a tough comparison for Brandon, but I do think he is starting to play faster, and obviously he's got the physical tools. There's no question in my mind he is Penn State's most talented linebacker, and I look for better things from him in 2021.
How about you, Andy, in the couple seconds we have left? Are we going to see him max out his potential this year?
Yeah, that's a great point. Not to compare him to Micah. I've been watching. I was able to watch him through his own lens, and I saw those last four or five games, the progress and the light went on. And I absolutely believe that he is ready to be that linebacker at Penn State in 2021.
That will be the final word for the show. Thank you, guys, and thank you all for listening. And be sure to join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show.
March's biggest tournament is finally here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of action. Bet $4 on an underdog. Win $256 if they win. It's that simple. Download DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up using code KSN. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
In a world of over 100 hard seltzers swimming in a sea of sameness and mediocrity, a hero emerges. Introducing Seagram's Hard Seltzer, the greatest of all time. So go ahead, awaken your taste buds and bring the thrill back to bubbles with fruit-infused flavor combinations that are refreshingly new and deliciously different. Seagram's Hard Seltzer. Kick it with the GOAT.
Flavored malt beverages. Enjoy responsibly. The Seagram Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.